Coming up next is Time for Travel Radio, sponsored in part by TFL Travel Agency at 724-379-9009 and by TravelForLovers.com, the online travel magazine with new stories every week, giving away a free trip to Paris for two.
It's time for Travel Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Ed Pickett, your host for Time for Travel Radio. We've got a lot going on in the next hour. Let's start by going to Anastasia Georgiolis. She's the senior travel writer for TravelForLovers.com, the online travel magazine.
This week at TravelForLovers.com, we talk about ships, planes, trains, and automobiles, and take you to the lush island of Kauai and the beautiful city of Venice. In The Ultimate Cruise, we tell you how sailing across the Atlantic Ocean can actually be your best value, provided you've got the time. In this article, you'll learn a little bit about some of the transatlantic itineraries, from the 11-day repositioning cruise on the Norwegian Epic to the 35-day round-trip transatlantic cruise on Holland America's Mazdam, and everything in between. Epic takes you from Miami to Barcelona, while Mazdam starts and ends in Boston and makes port in numerous European and American cities. Traveling in Europe details three options for traveling between the European countries. While flying between countries can be cheap, it is not always the most convenient option. Renting a vehicle provides much more freedom to travel at your own pace, but can often be quite expensive and a hassle within cities. The train provides similar convenience to car rental, with a price sometimes comparable to flying. Rather than declaring which mode of transportation is the best, this article provides information to help you choose what's best for you. In Kauai, the Garden Island, our Hawaii specialist details the amazing adventures and incomparable sights that can be found on the oldest island in the Hawaiian archipelago. Kauai is far from just another Hawaiian beach destination, although the beaches here are wonderful. Ecotourists and horticulture enthusiasts will love the jungle-like landscape of the island's interior. For the culture seekers, the authentic luau at Kilohana Plantation may hold particular appeal, while whale watching off the Nepali coast is an excellent activity for sightseers. Amore a Venezia reveals some of the best places to go in Italy's City of Bridges. Gondola rides on its many canals beneath the ornate bridges give way to strolls along cobblestone piazzas. Our reporter tells about the Basilica di San Marco and the Doge's Palace, as well as a bit of the city's history and the story of the Bridge of Sighs. In addition to what you'll see, we provide some information about when to visit Venice and where to eat while you're there. This article certainly made me want to visit Venice, and I'm sure it can do the same for you. Stop by our website at www.travelforlovers.com to read these great stories and more, and if we sparked your interest in travel, we can help you plan your own adventure.
So you want to visit Europe for a couple of weeks or more, traveling to several countries, and you want to do it yourself, going where you want, when you want. Well, there are questions. First, to what city do you want to fly? Once that is determined, you can decide what places you want to visit. Then you decide how you're going to travel once you get to Europe. Within Europe, you can rent a car, you can go by rail, or you can fly from city to city. There are advantages and disadvantages to all, but some of those disadvantages are not readily apparent. Unlike just a few years ago, there are now several low-cost airlines that fly to many locations in Europe. Ryanair is perhaps the best known. The prices are sometimes ridiculously low, $15 to $30 for some flights, but usually they're under $100. But there's a catch. These low-cost airlines often are not allowed to fly in and out of the main airport for a major city. Instead, they may be quite a few miles further away. But even if you get a lower cost fare from a major airline, one problem with flying by air remains. You have to get from the airport to your hotel, almost always in the city itself, and you need to get back to the airport when you want to venture on. Even the airport shuttles can be priced at a higher level than Americans are used to at home. In Paris, for example, two people will pay $70 or more each way to get from Charles de Gaulle Airport into the city and back. A taxi is more direct, but can cost even more. If you have a shorter time than you would like, choosing to fly from city to city can be a way to go. A second choice is to rent a car. Now, don't be afraid to do this, especially if you like the freedom to visit out-of-the-way places, to stop for lunch at a delightful location you would otherwise never see, or to shun making reservations in advance and just stop for a night when you want to. I've driven thousands of miles in Europe, but I still hate driving in the cities. It seems as if a red light is just a suggestion to Europeans to maybe slow down a bit. Renting a car is for the more adventuresome traveler, but it's hardly dangerous. One more important point about car rentals. The prices you get online or through a travel agent is already higher than what we're used to paying here, but it's not the whole story. In every country, you will be forced to pay an insurance fee, no matter what your auto insurance at home may or may not cover. The collision damage waiver is often equal to or more than the quoted price. So in addition to paying a whopping amount for gasoline, your rental and insurance fees make travel by car the most costly way to travel in Europe for two people. With a small group, it just might make more sense. But in many ways, renting a car provides the maximum flexibility when making an independent tour of Europe. So if you can afford it, it offers a lot of advantages. You're going to need an international driver's license if you're going to drive anywhere in Europe. It's easy to get it. You can get more details from your travel agent, or you can look it up online. And do not be too worried about getting lost. There are hundreds of maps for drivers in Europe, and they are excellent when it comes to details such as best routes to take and travel times. That leaves us with travel by train. Now, if your idea of train travel is based on doing so in the U.S. any time in the last 40 years, well, forget everything you know. Railroad travel in Europe is light years ahead of what we have here, and that includes the matters of frequency, routes, comfort, and price. There are high-speed trains that link all of the major cities of Europe, overnight trains that provide posh accommodations, and thousands of local trains serving smaller cities, towns, and resort areas. The fares are not especially cheap for Americans, but nothing in Europe really is. But there is a way to save big bucks and have a lot of freedom using the railroads of Europe. Before you leave for Europe, buy a rail pass. They come in many variations, from a few days in a single country to months of rail travel throughout the 21 nations of Western Europe. The big pass that will give you lots of nations is called a Eurail pass. That's E-U-R-A-I-L. They offer many discounts and even providing a discount when two people travel together. Some passes are for a set length of time, others for a certain number of days within a longer period. Here's some examples. A 6-day pass that will allow travel in three countries will run about $400 per person. The global pass, the one that covers 21 countries, is under $700 per person for 15 consecutive days. That works out to less than $50 a day per person, and you can see how you can save hundreds of dollars in travel costs with that. And you do not have to buy a pass that requires consecutive days of use. Spreading those travel days out, allowing 15 days travel within a 2-month period, raises the cost to about $1,050, but obviously allows a lot more flexibility in traveling when you want to. Be aware that while a rail pass pays the fare, you sometimes are required to also pay for a seat on a specific premium high-speed train, and that can be $15 to $20 each. Which way to travel in Europe? Well, that is such a personal choice, I hesitate to recommend one style. But I will say that for me, I enjoy traveling by train the most. Oh yes, there certainly is another way to see Europe, and that is with escorted tours. They cost a bit more, but they take a lot of the hassle out of travel, and when you add everything up, the cost is really not out of line. European tours? That's the subject for another discussion. The Great Ferris Wheel War is underway in Las Vegas. If all goes according to the plans of two separate developers, not one, but two giant wheels will soon dot the skyline of the Strip. And both are claiming they will be the biggest in the world. Construction has already begun on a development at the south end of the Strip near the Mandalay Bay Casino. It's going to be part amusement park with shops and restaurants. And just this month, the local government approved a second wheel, this one located in mid-strip territory. Caesars Entertainment, previously known as Harrah's Group of Hotel Casinos, is planning a huge retail and restaurant area next to the Flamingo, and they're going to have a wheel too. Both of these developers say their wheel will be the largest in the world, higher than the famous Eye in London, and about 500 feet tall, both of them, although Caesars is claiming theirs will be about 50 feet higher. Neither of them will be like your traditional carnival ride. Instead of sitting in an open chair, visitors will go into big cabins, ones that can hold between 25 and 30 passengers. Neither is actually using the term Ferris wheel. The Skyview project is saying theirs will be named a super wheel, while Caesars is using the term observation wheel. The addition of the two projects is being hailed by Vegas officials. It's no secret that Vegas has been badly hurt by the economic downturn in recent years. A couple of famous casinos have closed their doors, including the historic Sahara, and some others are said to be in financial trouble. But that is not necessarily bad news for consumers. We found over 20 hotels offering rooms at less than $30 a night, and that is per room, not per person. With nearly 150,000 hotel rooms and occupancy rates down even from last year, there are bargains galore. Neither project has cited any cost estimates, but sources tell us both will be in the multi-millions of dollars. So the next time you go to Vegas and you want a thrilling view of the Strip, you have a choice of giant Ferris wheels. What the heck? Do both. We're going to hear about Venice and some Irish castles, all coming up here on Time for Travel Radio right after these messages.
What's this I hear about a free trip to Paris?
Indeed. You know, I think Paris is the most romantic city in the world. What do you think?
Oh, I love Paris.
It's especially romantic when somebody else is paying for the trip. There's a new online web magazine called TravelForLovers.com. It has travel stories, new ones every day. And they're holding a contest giving away a trip to Paris for two people.
How do they enter?
Well, it's very simple. You go to that website, TravelForLovers.com, and you click on the trivia quiz link. There's a big box there with a picture of the Eiffel Tower. You answer a few questions, some trivia questions, and they're really, really not difficult at all, believe me.
I believe you.
Yeah, you know that contest that says, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Yes.
Well, you don't have to be smarter than a fifth grader to enter this contest.
Oh, then even I can enter.
And the best thing about it is that it doesn't cost anything. It doesn't cost anything to read the stories on the website. It also doesn't cost anything to enter the contest. And you'll receive airfare from JFK Airport in New York to Paris, about five or six nights in Paris at a nice hotel. And it'll be just a very romantic vacation that you can take, paid for by somebody else because you won the contest.
That's amazing.
So go to TravelForLovers.com. Enter, and you might be the winner of a trip to Paris for two.
Good luck.
There's news from American Airlines. The airline lost almost $300 million in the last 3 months, but they're planning for the future. They've ordered 460 new narrow-bodied aircraft from Airbus and Boeing. They'll start getting them in a year and a half or so, and it'll continue through 2022. They are Boeing 737 and Airbus A320 planes, and they're said to be much more fuel efficient. Well, we've got a lot more coming up here on Time for Travel Radio, including word on how you can win a trip to Paris for two. Stay tuned right after these messages. Be sure and check out the new magazine website, TravelForLovers.com. You just might win a trip to Paris for two. If there's any place in the world that Terry loves, it's Venice.
Ah, beautiful Venice, the city of 100 islands. Venice's true ambiance and Renaissance charm is the epitome of a romantic destination. Imagine you and your sweetheart in a gondola, being escorted down the Grand Canal at a leisurely pace. You are savoring the elegant surroundings while the gondolier is singing a beautiful Italian love song. The magnificent churches and palaces that are lining the canal will captivate you, and the feeling that you share at that moment with your beloved will stay with you for a lifetime. A gondola ride is expensive and worth it, but there are plenty of ways to get around the canals of Venice. Venice also has its unique brand of transportation called the vaporetta, water taxis and water buses. In Venice, no cars are allowed. The charming cobblestone walkways and arch bridges are for pedestrians only. Hand in hand, you and your loved one can meander blissfully through its streets and alleys, enjoying the many squares and quaint shops. Don't be afraid to lose yourselves in this city. You'll find many hidden treasures off the beaten path. After you have lost yourselves in this wondrous city, and after a good night's rest, you should definitely make your way to St. Mark's Square. The Piazza San Marco, which houses the Basilica di San Marco, is a must-see. The Basilica, in its opulent design, gilded in gold, is the most famous of the city's churches and one of the best-known examples of Byzantine architecture. While at St. Mark's Square, you can visit the Campanile, the bell tower, which towers 324 feet above the square. Take an elevator ride to the top of the tower for a breathtaking view of the Lido on one side, that's the famous beach of Venice, and a view of the Dolomite Mountains on the other. In addition, you will also want to visit some of the cafes in the square. In particular, the 300-year-old Cafe Florian is a recommended spot. Here you can savor a cappuccino and a pastry with an open-air orchestra adding to the romantic charm. Beware, though, it does get a little pricey. You're paying for the right to sit in one of the most famous places in Europe. On the eastern side of the Piazza San Marco is the Doge's Palace, a former seat of government which now houses many treasures from Renaissance artists. Across the canal from the Doge Palace is a former prison. The bridge from the Doge's Palace to the prison is called the Bridge of Sighs. Legend has it that this bridge was so named for the sighs heard from convicted prisoners being led across the bridge. Today, the bridge has more romantic connotations. It is said that if lovers kiss while traveling under the Bridge of Sighs in a gondola, they will have eternal love. You can also view the Bridge of Sighs from the Ponte di Paglia, which is a stone bridge next to the Doge's Palace that connects St. Mark's and the Castello districts in Venice. The Castello behind the Doge's Palace is a residential quarter. Here you can experience some delightful sections with charming bridges and even a large green park. The next stop in your romantic Venice vacation could be the Rialto Bridge. This unique bridge, constructed in 1590, is a stone wonder to see. There are three walkways on this bridge, two on the outsides for you to enjoy a scenic view of the Grand Canal, and a center, wider walkway flanked by two rows of quaint shops selling jewelry, Murano glass, and souvenirs. Another bridge not to be missed is the Accademia Bridge. This high-arched wooden bridge crosses the Grand Canal. Cross this bridge to see the Accademia Galleries and the Peggy Guggenheim Collection. These galleries house some of the best Venetian art. When you've worked up an appetite touring this wondrous city, you and your beloved could enjoy a blissful candlelit dinner in one of Venice's most sumptuous dining rooms. The Fortuny in the Hotel Cipriani is adorned with delicately blown glass, lustrous silks, and amber-colored mirrors. Here you have magnificent views of the lagoon as far as the eye can see and architectural touches reminiscent of St. Mark's domes. The Hotel Cipriani provides its own boats to ferry you across the canal. This is just a sampling of the many romantic things to do in picturesque Venice. The list goes on and on. So, when is the best time for a romantic Venice getaway? Spring and early summer are perhaps the best times to visit, with generally sunny and mild days. July and August tend to be hot and humid, with an occasional afternoon thunderstorm. Mid-September to April are the months that some parts of Venice flood. This usually isn't a problem for sightseeing and tours, and you can usually find less expensive hotels and flights. Occasionally, you will get a snow in the winter. If you're lucky enough to experience this, snow-covered St. Mark's Square is a beautiful sight to behold. Honestly, in this writer's opinion, any time is a good time to visit Venice with your sweetheart. To witness Venice together, to taste it, to feel it, experience it, envelop yourself in its wondrous water-filled arms is a true delight of a lifetime.
The name Breezes means Caribbean sunshine. Here's Ann McAllister to tell us about it.
Hi, Ann. Tell us a little bit about Breezes. Why are they so special?
Well, Breezes is actually at the chain of resorts in Jamaica, Bahamas, Curacao, and Brazil. They're really all-inclusive properties, totally all-inclusive. We say super-inclusive. Everything is included.
Well, what do you mean by everything?
All your meals, your drinks, premium brand liquors, your taxes, your tips, your water sports, your land sports. Everything that you could think of, basically you can leave your wallet at home if you don't leave the property.
Really?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's very good. I mean, we really do have an inclusive package here.
What all is there to do at a Breezes?
Okay, we have different choices of restaurants. Two of our restaurants that we have at most of our properties is Martino's, which is our Italian restaurant, and that requires reservations, and also Munasan, which is our Japanese sushi restaurant, that requires reservations as well. Most of our properties have 3 to 4 restaurants for dining in the evening. For lunch, we normally have a buffet, and then we have a snack restaurant, which you get your burgers, your hot dogs, and served chicken or pork, which is a real fine Jamaican flair. So basically, you know, you don't have to worry about food all the time. We have our snack bar open from 10:30 to 6:30. And that closes during the dinner hour and then reopens at 10:30 until 2 or 3 in the morning, depending on the resort.
Your guests seem to really like the all-inclusive pricing. Why is that?
You know exactly how much you're going to pay before you even get to the property. So that means it's more carefree. You don't have any hidden surprises. All your tips are included. Your taxes, everything is included. Your transfers to and from the airport. So you don't have to worry about anything. You know, when you check in, we ask what your returning flight is. We confirm your flight, and we put a little note under your door saying what time to be in the lobby to catch your shuttle to the airport on the day you leave. So, you know, you don't have to worry about anything. We have some games we play on the property. We have nightlife. We have clubs where you can go and dance and have a good time at night, just party atmosphere if you want to. So we kind of like to feel that we have something for everyone. Well, if you want to party, you can party. If you want to have a more quiet vacation, you have a more quiet vacation. So, you know, it's pretty encompassed for our guests.
Tell us, where are the Breezes?
We're in Jamaica. We have Breezes Runaway Bay. We have Breezes Trelawney, which is basically our family property about a half hour from the airport. We have Breezes Grand Resort and Spa, which is our flagship property. It's all suites. It's more quiet. It's in Negril, Jamaica. So you really have a nice choice across the island, and there's so much, you know, to do if you want to leave the resort. We're all in a location where, you know, you can get out and take a tour and just really enjoy yourself.
Thank you very much, Anna. Nice report. Very interesting hearing about Breezes.
Don't touch that dial. Time for Travel Radio. We'll be right back after these messages. Cruising has become increasingly popular. Not only is it great fun, it can be very inexpensive. Terry, you've got some special deals that are under $200 per passenger.
That's right. I found a couple of deals on Carnival that are amazing. There's a 4-day Western Caribbean out of Miami on Carnival Imagination. Goes to Key West and Cozumel starting at $179. There's a 4-day Bahamas from Port Canaveral on Carnival Sensation. Goes to Freeport and Nassau. It starts at $189. And we have a 4-day Western Caribbean out of Miami for only $199. There's also a great cruise out of San Diego, a 3-day cruise to nowhere that's $199 where you can just enjoy yourself at sea.
What do you mean by cruise to nowhere?
It means it goes out and you just enjoy yourself on the cruise and it comes back. You get all the amenities on traveling, but you don't stop at any of the destinations.
Well, one of the things people say about cruising they like is they unpack once. They have great food. You can have all the food you need 5 or 6 times a day if you want. It usually is really terrific dining. You got any more specials?
Well, I did find on Royal Caribbean on Majesty of the Seas a 3-night Bahamas cruise that departs out of Miami, goes to Coco Cay, a personal island of Royal Caribbean's, Nassau in the Bahamas, and this one begins for an outside room at only $259. I think that's a good deal.
What do you mean by an outside room?
An outside room is an ocean view. You have a window where you can see the ocean. Of course, inside, you don't have that, and then the other option is balconies.
Balconies are more expensive, but they can really be superb for a cruise.
I do like balconies.
Well, we've got a lot more specials in the cruise world. There are hundreds of cruises every week. Check with TFLTravelAgency.com.
Thanks.
Well, we got an email from Jim Lawler, who says he's in the Los Angeles area. He's visiting Ireland for the first time, and he wanted to know whether he should spend all his time in Dublin or get out into the countryside. Our special correspondent, Sandy, has spent some time there. You spent a term in college there, is that correct?
Yes.
Well, tell us how you feel about somebody going to Ireland. What should they do? Do you start in Dublin?
Dublin certainly has a lot to offer. It's the capital for the Republic of Ireland, and there's lots of shopping, there's lots of stores, there's lots of restaurants and pubs, but it also has a lot of historic sites. St. Patrick's Cathedral dates back to the 13th century, and Trinity College also is worth a visit. It's home to the Book of Kells, which is a 9th century illuminated manuscript on display at the college. You can also visit Dublin Castle, which was the home base for the British government in Ireland until 1922. And if you visit the General Post Office on O'Connell Street, you'll still find some of the bullet holes from the Easter Rising of 1916. One other place that I would strongly suggest people visit in Dublin is the Guinness Brewery. You can take a tour of the factory and learn about the history of Guinness and even sample some of the beer there.
Well, Guinness is an acquired taste, and they drink it warmer than we drink our beer?
They do. It's delicious, and it's good for you.
All right. What about elsewhere? You think that Jim should travel outside of Dublin?
Yeah, there are a lot of wonderful sites outside of Dublin. One that I would say is can't miss is the Cliffs of Moher, which is in County Clare. The cliffs rise about 700 feet over the Atlantic Ocean, and the views are just spectacular.
Where else should they go?
Well, I suggest setting aside a day to drive around the Ring of Kerry. It's in the southwestern part of the country, and it features beautiful scenery and colorful villages.
You say to drive around. You're suggesting they rent a car?
I do suggest renting a car in Ireland. It's really the best way to see all the different parts of the country, and it's quite a small country, so it's pretty easy to get around.
Are there some other places you recommend seeing?
Well, if you're a fan of Waterford Crystal, you definitely want to include a visit to the Waterford Crystal Visitor Center, and that's in County Waterford. If you're a history buff, you might consider visiting Bunratty Castle. It's a recreation of an Irish village from the Victorian age. Another popular site is in Northern Ireland. It's called the Giant's Causeway, and it's thousands of giant columns that disappear out into the ocean.
They say it's a beautiful country and that you have many shades of green. You spent some time there. Is that a true rendition of what Ireland is like?
It is a glorious country, but it's also a country full of rich history. And I'd say one of the other places you'd like to visit is an historic site and also a fun place to visit, and that's Blarney Castle.
Oh, yeah, the Blarney Stone.
Right. That's where it's most famous for. You can go and kiss the Blarney Stone. And also quite nearby are the Blarney Woolen Mills, where you can find some beautiful sweaters.
Sounds like a great country to visit. And, Sandy, we thank you for your information. Take care.
Thank you.
Just think, you could spend your vacation sleeping in a castle on the Emerald Isle. And we do mean Ireland. Ireland has hundreds of castles, and many have been turned into hotels. Everywhere you turn, there are castles. Ireland has some of the finest castles in Europe. Some are open to the public for tours, some are ruins to be explored, and then there are the magnificent castle hotels where you can be treated like nobility. Why not take a step back in time and enjoy the opulence and splendor of staying in a magnificent, luxurious Irish castle hotel? Sleep where kings and barons have slept. Dine in Gothic surroundings, and explore the deep, rich history that is uniquely the Emerald Isle. The two of the most luxurious castle hotels in Ireland are the Dromoland in County Clare, near the Shannon Airport, and the Ashford Castle in County Mayo, which is a two-hour drive from Shannon. The Dromoland Castle, located on the west coast, has a history stretching back to the 5th century. Originally the ancestral home of the few families of Gaelic royalty, this five-star castle hotel, set on 365 acres, overlooks its own championship golf course and a glistening lake. The castle opened as a hotel in 1963, and today, after many renovations, there are 75 rooms and 21 suites on four floors. The castle's signature restaurant is the Earl of Thomond. Here you can enjoy elegant dining with the castle's resonant harpist adding to the ambience. Blending old-world elegance with contemporary luxuries, Dromoland Castle is an ideal base from which to explore the vibrant cities of Limerick and Galway. Dromoland's summer break special is two nights plus one dinner from €380 per person, or about $543. The Ashford Castle in County Mayo is set on the shores of Loch Carrib, Ireland's second largest lake. With a history dating back to 1228 and once the estate of the Guinness family, this five-star hotel opened for business in 1939. On a private estate of 350 acres, this hotel has 83 rooms. Each guest room is individual, many of which retain their original features. The guests can enjoy fine dining in the George V restaurant, along with activities including golf, clay pigeon shooting, archery, cycling, jogging, horse carts, and a health center on the property. This property is located within a two-hour drive from Shannon. During the month of August, Ashford Castle is running a promotion of only 147.5 euros per person, or about 210 U.S. dollars. This hotel was voted one of the top 10 resort properties in Europe by Travel and Leisure in 2010. Another luxurious castle hotel is the four-star Waterford Castle Hotel and Golf Club. Once a home of the Fitzgerald family, this castle was opened as a hotel in the 1980s. With its rooftop gargoyles brought from a castle in England, this hotel boasts 14 elegantly appointed bedrooms and 5 suites, all of which are of traditional decor. Fine cuisine is available in the award-winning Munster Room restaurant. Also available are the more intimate self-catering island homes, which sleep 6. This castle property is set on a private 310-acre island in Waterford County, 3 miles from Waterford Crystal Factory. The River Suir surrounds the island. Access is provided to this island via chain-link car ferry that operates daily. We have found special offers for this property to be approximately 139 euros or approximately 210 U.S. dollars. This includes a gourmet dinner, leisurely breakfast, and a bottle of wine upon arrival. The Ballygally Castle in County Antrim is a 4-star hotel and a restaurant beautifully situated along the Antrim coast of Northern Ireland. This hotel is described as a living postcard. Just 26 miles from Belfast, near Larne, this almost teal-colored Scottish baronial castle overlooking the sea in Northern Ireland has 44 period-appropriate guest rooms. This castle was built in 1625 by James Shaw and became a castle hotel in the 1950s. Here you can stay in the beautiful Antrim suite, offering a stunning panoramic sea view over the bay or the garden suite, enjoying an overlook on the castle grounds and the trout stream. And for those who are feeling brave, why not check out the ghost room in one of the castle's turrets? The ghost of Lady Isabella Shaw, the former lady of the castle, just might be there to welcome you. There is a current special offer of a dinner, bed, and breakfast package from 55 euros per person, or approximately 79 U.S. dollars. Others worth mentioning are the Ballynahynts Castle in Connemara, County Galway, a 4-star hotel overlooking the river and mountains of Western Ireland. Baileach Castle in County Mayo is a moderately priced 15th-century castle hotel offering stately guest rooms. The Cloggan Castle is a stunning 14th-century keep with massive walls, forbidding dungeons, and a spiral stone staircase. And the Fitzpatrick Castle in Killarney. And the Fitzpatrick Castle in Killarney is a 4-star, 18th-century luxury castle hotel located in the fashionable suburbs of Killarney, overlooking the Dublin Bay. It's about 20 minutes from the city center. These are just a few of the many castle hotels options available in Ireland. So if a journey to Ireland is in your future, whether to discover your ancestral heritage or to just explore a beautiful, history-rich land, do yourself a favor and stay in an Irish castle. It will make your stay in Ireland a truly unforgettable experience.
Thanks, Terry. Well, the cruise industry continues to grow. After a short decline due mostly to the economic downturn, the number of people cruising from North America jumped over 10% last year. Just under 15 million people took a cruise of some sort in 2010. Industry leaders expect that total to be higher this year. One of the reasons, of course, is there are more ships, including 2 more supersized cruise liners. Norwegian launched the Epic, which can hold 4,100 passengers. Royal Caribbean added the Allure of the Seas, its second Oasis-class ship, with space for 5,400 passengers. More North American ports are being added, although Florida remains the champ in that regard. CLIA, the Cruise Industry Trade Association, says there are 176 cruise ships operating this year from America. That's good news for consumers. With more competition, prices continue to be excellent. The favorite things passengers love about cruising, why the exotic ports unpacking only once, and at the champ, food. You can have all you want anytime you want on a cruise. There's a lot more coming up here on Time for Travel Radio, including our deals of the week. You'll want to stay tuned for that. There are some great bargains. And we've got lots more right after these commercial messages.
What's this I hear about a free trip to Paris?
Indeed. You know, I think Paris is the most romantic city in the world. What do you think?
Oh, I love Paris.
It's especially romantic when somebody else is paying for the trip. There's a new online web magazine called TravelForLovers.com. It has travel stories, new ones every day. And they're holding a contest, giving away a trip to Paris for two people.
How do they enter?
Well, it's very simple. You go to that website, TravelForLovers.com, and you click on the trivia quiz link. There's a big box there with a picture of the Eiffel Tower. You answer a few questions, some trivia questions, and they're really, really not difficult at all, believe me.
I believe you.
Yeah, you know that contest that says, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Yes.
Well, you don't have to be smarter than a fifth grader to enter this contest.
Oh, then even I can enter.
And the best thing about it is that it doesn't cost anything. It doesn't cost anything to read the stories on the website. It also doesn't cost anything to enter the contest. And you'll receive airfare from JFK Airport in New York to Paris, about five or six nights in Paris at a nice hotel. And it'll be just a very romantic vacation that you can take, paid for by somebody else because you won the contest.
That's amazing.
So go to TravelForLovers.com, enter, and you might be the winner of a trip to Paris for two.
Good luck.
The Sea Ward, I'm told, Mr. Kennedy, sits right on the ocean. Is that correct?
That's right. Nothing but sand between you and the ocean.
What's the weather like this time of year?
Oh, it's beautiful. My favorite time of year in the summer, late summer and early fall. Sunny and warm, and the water's beautiful. Warmest in Maine.
Now, exactly what town is the Seaward located in?
Well, it's in Pine Point, which is part of Scarborough, which is a little south of Portland and just a little north of Old Orchard Beach.
I understand that this guest house has been in your family since the 1920s?
Well, actually, it was built in 1915, and, yeah, it's been in the family since then.
What generation are you?
I'm the fourth generation.
Now, you stay at the Seaward, it can be very relaxing, but there's a lot of activity nearby. Is there any lobster pounds?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of lobster pounds, plenty of places to get lobster, clams, shrimp, everything you want in the seafood.
Well, they make a lobster stew, I know, near you. Is it particularly good?
Yep, it's excellent lobster stew. The best in Maine.
You mentioned that you're a little south of Portland. About how far are you?
About 20 minutes from Portland.
Well, what is there to do? That's the largest city in Maine. What goes on in Portland?
Oh, there's all kinds of shopping, restaurants, boat excursions.
Now, Old Orchard Beach is a little south of you. Actually, can't you almost see Old Orchard Beach from the Seaward?
Yeah, you can actually, it's just a couple of miles down the beach.
Exactly what's at Old Orchard Beach?
Oh, it's a mix of carnival and boardwalk shopping, restaurants.
There's an amusement park, right?
Yes.
Now, a lot of people hear about L.L. Bean's, that they're open 365 days a year. How far away is that from you?
L.L. Bean is in Freeport, which is only about 30 minutes from the Seaward.
And they're open all night?
It's open all night, yes, 24 hours a day.
Now, I understand the Seaward does have a website. Can you give us that?
Yeah, the website is www.seaward.com.
And Seaward has a hyphen. It's a hyphenated...
Yes. SEA-WARD.com.
All right. Well, it's a nice place to visit, a great place to relax with lots going on nearby. Thank you, Eric Kennedy.
It's time for Travel Radio, and every week at the end of the show, we try to bring you some truly spectacular travel deals. Here with those is Terry.
Hi, this is Terry again with TFL Travel Agency. We are happy to provide you with the following deals. Vacation Express has the More Beach for Your Bucks deals in Mexico, Caribbean, and Costa Rica. Here in Riviera Maya, you can enjoy the Royal in Playa del Carmen, adults only, 3 nights all-inclusive resort and transfers from just $439 per person. This is valid for travel August 20th through October 21st. The fall getaways include the Punta Cana, Barcelo Brevaro, 3 nights all-inclusive resort and transfers from $289 per person. Plus, they have a free upgrade to Junior Suite Deluxe. This is valid on travel September 1st through October 31st. Vacation Express also has available in St. Thomas their Sugar Bay Resort and Spa, also an all-inclusive. This 3 nights is from $559 per person or 45% off sale, valid on travel August 22nd through October 31st. In Jamaica, you can stay at the Sandals Grand Riviera Beach and Villa Golf Resort, 5 nights all-inclusive resort and transfers from just $869 per person. This 65% off sale, valid now through December 23rd. Vacation Express also has the 2012 early booking specials. In Punta Cana, you can stay at the Dreams Palm Beach Punta Cana, 4 nights all-inclusive resort and transfers from $695. This is a 30% off savings, valid on travel January 1st, 2012 through the end of January. Riviera Maya has the Grand Puerto Rio Resort and Spa, 6 nights all-inclusive resort and transfer from just $999. This is up to 30% off. Insight Vacations is offering up to $1,176 off on 2012 departures. These include New Hawaii Dreams, a 12-day tour of Honolulu, Maui, Hawaii, and Kauai. The New Southern Elegance, 11 days touring Atlanta, Asheville, Charleston, Jekyll Island, Savannah, and New Orleans. And the American Parks Trail, 10 days touring Salt Lake City, Grand Teton National Park, Yellowstone, Billings, Custer State Park, Black Hills, Cheyenne, and Denver. Also, you can enjoy the New England spectacular fall foliage. 8 days touring Boston, Williamstown, Stowe, North Conway, and Portsmouth. Again, this is a savings of up to $1,176 with insights. Crystal Cruises is offering new bonuses for 2012. If you book a 2012 Winter Panama Canal or South America voyage by August 31st of 2011, you can receive up to $4,000 per couple in bonus savings. They also offer two-for-one per person fares with additional savings of up to $4,000 per couple when booked by August 31st, free airfare, and $1,000 per couple in as-you-wish spending credits. This is applicable on select voyages, Los Angeles to Miami, Miami to Costa Rica, Miami to Rio de Janeiro, Buenos Aires to Miami, Miami to Los Angeles, and Los Angeles to New York. Celebrity Cruise Lines has Upgrade Your View event. Here you can enjoy upgrades on select cruises, free upgrades on the seven-night Eastern Caribbean on board Celebrity Eclipse Miami round trip, or the seven-night Eastern Western Caribbean on board Celebrity Saltus Fort Lauderdale round trip, or you can enjoy $99 upgrades on the 10 and 11-night Ultimate Caribbean on board Celebrity Equinox, or the 12-night Eastern Southern Caribbean on Celebrity Silhouette. This is Cape Liberty round trip. Also, Avalon Waterways is having a save $1,000 per couple deal on select 2011 Avalon Waterway European River Cruises. Norwegian has the Book Early Cruise Happy deal. Here you can enjoy up to a four-category upgrade plus up to $100 onboard credit value per stateroom and a 50% reduced deposit. These are just a few of the offers that we have coming into our email every day. Let us know where you want to go, and we'll search for the best offer for you. Give us a call. That's TFL Travel Agency. Check us out online at www.tfltravelagency.com or give me a call at 724-379-9009. We'd like to hear from you.
Are you one of those travelers who checks online with TripAdvisor or Yelp to find out what kind of reviews the hotel they're going to go to gets or maybe one of the resorts? Well, if you do, do you wonder if the reports are accurate, the reviews? Well, some Cornell students say they think that they're not. They've put together some software to spot fake hotel reviews. In a report, they say they can't find the negative ones, but they can find false positives. Well, it sounds like a drug test, but what it really is a test of how accurate those reviews are online. This has been Ed Pickett, your host for Time for Travel Radio. We hope you'll join us next week at this time. Same station, same time. One of the hottest tourist destinations is Australia, and now the cruise line is jumping on board. Carnival Cruise Line says it's going to take Carnival Spirit, put it in Sydney, year-round for sailings to New Zealand and the Pacific Islands. We'll have more on this next week right here on Time for Travel Radio. Be sure and join us.